This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour, What's on Your Mind is on your radio. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hemmen. Call us at 800-228-0550. Nice and slow now. Write this down. 800-228-0550. You can also call us at 701-258-0550. You don't want to mess with that 800 number business here, okay? Brought to you today by our friends at Pucklich. The good folks at Pucklich Chevrolet, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Specialize in single-owner vehicles. That's their thing. And guess what? We have a pre-owned single-owner 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 LT four-wheel drive 4D crew cab right now. Just over 100,000 miles on this 2016, so tons of life left. It's got the Ecotec 3, 5.3-liter V8, tons of power, but very efficient, 6-speed automatic overdrive. It's a torch red. This one's a real head-turner. Great features like Android, Apple CarPlay, backup camera, parking assist, all the little gizmos. You can check it out today. Be ready for whatever Mother Nature throws at us this year. And normally that'd be at $30,995. It's on the lot right now today if you tell them you heard about it right here for $30,000. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And pre-owned Chevy trucks are, they're a gem. We love them. All right, guys, let's keep the talk radio town hall going. Senator Kramer had to hit the road for, where was he going again? Going to Judd, North Dakota, Lamoure County. One question I forgot to ask him is that somebody asked if he knew what Judd was famous for. I did not know, but according to this listener, Judd is the city of murals. Do you know that, Todd? Do you know that, super producer Chris? Murals. So hopefully Senator Kramer can do a tour of murals today in addition to checking out those awesome, well-trained heroes. Service Dogs of America that they have there in beautiful Judd, North Dakota. So I love it. All right, let's get to the calls here at 701-258-0550. Lots of texts we did not get to. This happens every week on the Talk Radio Town Hall. More than we have time for, but we'll get through as many of these as we can. And any that we feel need to be passed on to Senator Kramer will certainly do that. Bottom of the hour, we're going to meet University of North Dakota official talk about today's UAS Summit today and tomorrow in Grand Forks, Unmanned Aerial Systems, and learn a little bit about what UND is doing, educating the future workforce of tomorrow in this space. So stay tuned for that. All right, we'll go to line one here, a question on Afghanistan. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
On August 26th or 27th, this question was asked of Nancy Pelosi. What are we going to do about Afghanistan? Her reply was, I just want to get my $3.5 trillion deal pushed through legislation by the end of September. That shows that she doesn't care about those soldiers that were killed. And as far as going back and getting them, it also shows that she's the president of the United States, not Biden. And we have a Roman Trojan horse in the White House, and that's Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Sandness, and their 1B in nest egg, and the president of China, and they're all traitors to the United States of America. And Hoven and Craver never should have voted for that $1.4 trillion deal unless the deal from Canada could come down and unless we could go and build our pipelines along with all those other pipelines for those other states where those other 11 legislatures went and voted for this. They should have never voted for it unless they were allowed to build it. Why is China being able to build it when we're being stopped? That's because China is running our country.
When you say allowed to do the deal from Canada, you're talking about the Trans-Canada pipeline?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
That costs us billions of dollars going towards the national debt. And because that's all shut down, nothing's going towards the national debt, and then it keeps on rising for our children and grandchildren. It's already up to $30-some trillion.
I have a different viewpoint on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. I think Senator Cramer, who raised this early in our conversation last hour, is correct that if that had passed, so it passed in the Senate, over in the House, Nancy Pelosi knew that if it passed, it'd be much more difficult to pass the $3.5 trillion deal, because right now that's hanging by a thread, people are having to weigh on the Democratic side what is better for their political fortunes. If that had passed, and was at Biden's desk, actual hard infrastructure, which is different than what they call soft or human infrastructure, which is nothing but a socialism wrapped in a big bow, I believe we would not only have, for instance, a doubling of the infrastructure spending in North Dakota over the next 5 years, but actual roads and bridges. And the two packages have been conflated a lot. A lot of people said, well, there's very little actual infrastructure in there. That's only true if you tally both packages. If you say, well, the combined 3.5 and the 1.2 trillion, the overall actual infrastructure is very small. True. That's why, it is nothing short of criminal to try and purport to say that the $3.5 trillion deal is infrastructure. They only call that infrastructure because it looks better in polling. But I believe if they had passed the $1.2 trillion deal of actual infrastructure, that you would not have to worry anymore about the $3.5 trillion deal. I mean, I think that's where the value was. I always said I'll judge that based on whether it kills the $3.5 trillion, and we're still not there. But otherwise, I agree with you on Pelosi and everything. I share your frustrations. It's awful. How are you?
Take the Bakken. This is Cramer. This is Conrad Dorgan and Palmer. Right? If when the Bakken came in, if they'd have told the oil companies, you cannot burn the natural gas that comes out of those wells unless you build a pipeline first to capture it. Now, that's 20 years of natural gas that we could have had, that we could have sold, and we could have built our infrastructure with the highways, our water, our sewer, everything, and we could have still given our teachers $10,000 a year a raise, and we'd have still had extra money, and especially if this Canada deal came down, we'd have lots of money. We'd have been a self-sufficient state, and we wouldn't need nothing from the federal government.
I'm not as enamored with the Trans-Canada Pipeline as you are, only because it was a pathway for Canadian tar sand oil to get to the Gulf Coast. While it did obviously provide some jobs, and there was some talk of an on-ramp of sorts for Bakken crude, it really was, for instance, the Dakota Access Pipeline, which, Obama administration tried to kill. The Biden administration would have tried to kill it if they didn't have their hands full with the Trans-Canada Pipeline. Has the capacity to take half of the daily output of oil in North Dakota to market. That is what we want. That's the holy grail, if you will. Okay, for North Dakota Bakken crude, the Trans-Canada Pipeline is not. But it doesn't mean that it should be stopped for political reason. Political reasons, just like has been done with the Biden administration. It doesn't forgive what they've done.
All of that stuff that Biden went and signed, doesn't that have to go through our three legislative branches in order to be legitimate? Otherwise, they're just a piece of scrap.
What specific policy are you talking about?
All those 70 or 100 pages, sheets of paper that were put on Biden's desk that he signed right away, and that made him legal, and everything that came before.
You're talking about the executive. You're talking about the executive orders.
Anymore.
Yeah, that's something that should be challenged. But he is certainly circumventing Congress, the two legislative branches, the House and the Senate being the legislative branch. There's two of them, not three, but you might be talking also about the other branch government. That'd be the judiciary to try and deal with some of them. Thanks for the comment. Share your frustration. Jim in Fergus Falls, question for Senator Cramer. He's not here, but we'll do our best to answer it or pass it on if we can get you additional information. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes. Hi, Scott. Can you tell me, I was kind of hoping that Senator Cramer could tell me how many Republicans are in the pockets of Big Pharma. Now, Lindsey Graham is a big mouth for mask mandates and One time he's on this side of it, and one time he's on the other side of it. And I know for a fact that he takes hundreds of thousands of dollars from Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer. And I'd like to know just how many Republicans are doing this. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. I'm tired of it. And I know there's a slug of Republicans doing it.
And you think that the pandemic would be the perfect time to expose Big Pharma, too, wouldn't it? My favorite latest example, by the way, is after spending the entire time advocating against therapies that, again, individual patients should be able to talk to their doctors about and say, hey, would this work for me, just like it worked for Donald Trump? Can I give this a try? Oh, no. No, absolutely not. Wanting to prevent those options from you, talking them down, and now, as soon as they can make some money on a therapy, now it's all peaches and cream. You know, and same thing with Fauci. I agree with you. Plus the opioid crisis, you know, in the name of more dollars. All important points, Jim. Thanks, Dave. When we come back on What's On Your Mind.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, Action Movers business is absolutely booming, and therefore they're hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot locations. Hear me on this. No experience is necessary. There's part-time. There's full-time. All you need to do is pass a background check. And if you have a Class A CDL, listen up here, because they have a tremendous opportunity for you, too. Never been a better time to join the moving industry than right now. They're offering one of the most lucrative comp packages they've ever had for both employee drivers and owner-operators. Local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, whatever's best for you, and a program that helps you become an owner-operator. So what's not to love in all this? Want to find out more about this? Stop in. Action Movers Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, or call 701-566-5532. Let's go to Dickinson and Dave on What's on Your Mind next at 800-228-0550. Hello, Dave. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
When our forefathers or founding fathers wrote the Constitution, I believe they put a clause in there that if the government got out of whack, the American people had the right to overthrow it and start over again, didn't they?
Well, I don't know. What are you specifically referring to?
Well, if that's in the Constitution, that the people have the right to overthrow the government if they're screwed up, then January 6th, the so-called insurrection, the people were just exercising their constitutional rights, and they are innocent of any crimes.
Yeah, first of all, the idea that that's an insurrection is completely ridiculous. That is, all January 6th was about was preventing, they hoped, Donald Trump from being a political force in the future. They thought they saw it as a political blunt force instrument against him that would then remove him from the stage. How's that worked out for him?
Well, not too good.
Yeah, I think the Constitution basically says you and me, we the people, are the ones that have control over our government.
Right. So how can it even be classified January 6th as an insurrection?
Well, that's a political term. That's all that is. That's just
right.
A political game. It has no basis in fact.
My view, are not committing any crime by going to the White House.
Well, it wasn't the White House, it was the Capitol, but I think for the most part you're correct. The people that were in Washington, D.C. exercising their free speech rights didn't break any laws. I think several of them became pawns in a larger scheme of two things. One, knowing full well what the threat was and ignoring it in hopes that the mob, led by some really bad actors, would entice some people to break the law. And by entering the building illegally, they did. Others walked in an open door. So, it's a mess. But of everything we have right now in front of us, let's look at the southern border as an example. Let's look at the crime wave that's happening. And the fact that the resources of the federal government are spending, any amount of money on this rather than on the border, rather than on the crime wave, rather than on the drugs that are pouring in, unforgivable. It's ridiculous.
I think that since Kamala Harris won't go to the border, every time somebody comes across the border, they should load them up in buses and take them to Washington, D.C. and release them there. And then see how they like dealing with it, and I bet you that border gets shut down. Go ahead and take a couple hundred thousand of them right to Washington, D.C. and say, all right, here you are.
Dave, thanks for the call. Texter says, loving the rain, all in caps. See, we have to celebrate the little things in the middle of the insanity. Loving the rain. There you go. Another texter says, it seems the only medical self-choice endorsed by the Democrats is that of abortion, that of ending a human life. Tells me everything I need to know about them. Well said. I'm going to write a column about that today. That'll be in the Saturday Forum newspapers. Because my advocacy for health freedom, meaning no government should mandate to you what goes into your body, has been taken amongst the radical pro-abortion crowd is to say, oh, welcome to the My Body, My Choice crowd, Scott. Here's what they don't understand. Number one, health freedom, meaning I take control of my health care, has no correlation whatsoever with it's okay to remove life from my body. We're talking about, no, you can't tell me what I'm putting into my body versus it should be okay to take out human life out of my body. And it is not anybody with a conscience cannot sit here and tell me that ending a life is health care. That's not health care. That's destroying life. Crazy. But thanks for the text, because you've said it very well. Texter says, I'd like to hear from somebody from the state DOT explaining why they're selling people's information when they register a vehicle. I buy cars needing mechanical repairs and fix them for myself or to sell whenever I have a title transferred to my name. I'm inundated with calls from vehicle warranty services. Obviously, they're getting their information from the DOT. That question has come up before. Just going by memory here, I believe that information is public. And so forth. It isn't necessarily the state DOT selling that information. It's that it's public. And, you know, entrepreneurs that like to sell you rip-off warranties harvest that information and then send it to you. I believe that's the case. We do have regular talk radio town halls here, however, with the Department of Transportation. Bill Panos, the director, who's doing a great job. We'll add that to the list of questions we ask him the next time he's on. Texter says, unless the Republican leadership changes, I see very little hope of things improving, even if they would win both houses next fall. Question for Senator Cramer, would you vote to change leadership? All right, we'll add that one to the next list for next week. Another text says, imagine if Trump would okay a pipeline in Russia. That would have been Russian collusion for sure. Another for Senator Cramer, what's your plan to hold someone accountable for all this mess up in Afghanistan? And when is the American people going to see some results? And these people being held accountable for what they've done and everything else that we have endured since 2016. We forget about this. This all started even before, you know, Donald Trump was sworn in as president. It was back to his campaign for president in 2016. Exactly right. Another texter says, I have a question. Are we just going to sit back and watch the president destroy the country? I cannot believe that we're going to allow one person to destroy the whole country for the next 20 years.
I don't know that he's living that long.
Well, I guess what they're saying, I don't know, Todd, I could be wrong, but what I read into that was the damage will last that long. You see what I'm saying? More of your calls, questions, and comments as we continue on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk about UAS, Unmanned Aerial Systems, when we come back. Brought to you today by Gateway Building Systems. 60-plus years of service, 3 locations, 5-star service. Gateway Building Systems has gained a hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor with experience, quality, reliability, safety above all. And guess what? The number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., locally owned, turnkey convenience, factory direct product with grain bin storage in stock now. GatewayBuilding.com, GatewayBuilding.com.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land and equipment auctions feature nearly 1,000 acres of farmland, excellent cropland in Polk and Norman counties in Minnesota, and nearly 320 acres of excellent cropland in Grand Forks County, North Dakota. And don't forget our premier equipment auctions in Moffett and Regent, North Dakota. For more information on these land and equipment auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation continues to hinder the economy. The Consumer Price Index for all Americans increased nearly 0.5% in September. Over the last 12 months, inflation has increased 5.4%. The Biden administration announced on Tuesday it's preparing to reopen the U.S. land borders with Canada and Mexico to fully vaccinated individuals traveling for non-essential reasons at some point in early November. Unvaccinated travelers, according to Biden officials, will still be prohibited from traveling to the United States. As supply chain bottlenecks around the world threaten to dismantle the U.S. holiday shopping season, President Biden will unveil a plan today to try to ease West Coast delays at the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles, California, by expanding 24/7 round-the-clock operations. The ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles account for approximately 40% of the shipping containers entering the United States. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ and the team taking appointments now into next month. So if you're thinking about maintenance, maybe after harvest season here or whatever, get in queue right now. Call them at DAC Diesel. The best diesel repair. They're in Bismarck, 258-5011, online at DACDiesel.com. And don't forget the 4-plus additive anti-gel super clean turbo cleaner. It is the best of the best. Rave reviews on saving tens of thousands of dollars in repairs. Very, very good and wise investment for you. DACDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. All right, back to a few of the texts and comments in a moment here, but we want to first tell you a little bit about what's happening in Grand Forks today and the UAS Summit that is happening, the Unmanned Aerial Systems Summit. By the way, we'll be up there tomorrow, a busy day today, in that there is a number of things happening. Day one of the summit, Senator John Hoeven kicking things off today. Senator Kevin Cramer there tomorrow with special guests. And you heard Senator Cramer also tell us last hour that he'll have the head of Naval Research for the entire Naval Research Academy at the UAS Summit. Think about that. So some movers and shakers that will be there and be part of the event. So should be interesting. Want to talk next a little bit about the research that's happening at the University of North Dakota. At the RISE Institute, this is UND's Research Institute for Autonomous Systems. Mark Askelson is the director of that. Joins us now to talk a little bit about that. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you today?
Doing very good. Got to be excited to have the gathering of all the UAS professionals from all over in Grand Forks the next couple of days for you, I imagine, right?
Oh, it's tremendous. So, honestly, I think this is probably the biggest event that they've held over the years, the engagement's amazing. There's many great things happening in many different areas, and people are noticing it and wanting to be as big of a part of it as they can.
UAS is a term we're hearing more and more because of what's happening in this space in North Dakota, but I still think it's a frontier that many people in North Dakota are not familiar with. Give us a sense of that scope of UAS. What is unmanned aerial systems consist of?
Oh, thank you, Scott. Sure. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's some kind of aircraft that does not have a human on board. And there's a lot of different missions for which that makes sense. Now, University of North Dakota has amazing, you know, world-class, world-leading education and training programs for manned aviation. But we're also doing the same thing for unmanned. And so, these unmanned aircraft, there's so many different missions you can use them for. You know, people haven't heard of them or don't have a feel for them, honestly, take some time and go check out some people that are doing this stuff. They'd love to visit with you about it. But these missions can range from things like, you know, flying the Global Hawk at a very high altitude to monitor the Fukushima, you know, meltdown challenge that we had, to, you know, delivering a burrito to your doorstep. So there's a lot of different ways in which you can use these. And, you know, generally the military talks about dull, dirty, or dangerous. And so those types of missions, unmanned aircraft, make sense. They're safer, cheaper, those kinds of things. And that's true for a lot of different types of missions. Not all, of course. It's not here to replace manned aviation. It's here to enhance aviation overall.
So what most excites you for the citizens of North Dakota? Of course, the taxpayers who ultimately make the University of North Dakota go, and what you're doing there. What is the big win for the citizens of North Dakota in this space?
So that is, you know, that's probably one of the best questions I've ever been asked in this area. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's about enriching people's lives, right? It might be a delivery of some kind of medical piece of equipment that they desperately need, or medicine. It might be, you know, it might just be for fun. But at the end of the day, I think what gets me excited is that it benefits people. There are positive outcomes that help people out. And there's a lot of different ways in which that might be realized. So, and, you know, it could be package delivery, and, you know, it's cheaper, faster, those kinds of things. It literally could be humanitarian, saving people's lives. And, you know, the funny thing about this is I can't give you a single answer in a single area, because unmanned aircraft and autonomous systems can apply to so many different things. It could be agriculture. It could be energy. It could be, you know, it could be medical. It could be humanitarian. There's so many ways in which we can use these systems, and we're working to get these, no kidding, out of the laboratory and into the field to help people out.
So talk about the laboratory. What things are on the table right now? What do you see as the most, I guess, lowest hanging fruit, for lack of a better term, that's going to be commercialized the soonest, the impact of your research that people actually will see in their day-to-day lives next?
Sure. No, that's great. So we have many different big efforts, and I could go down, you know, get into details on a lot of them, but I'll probably talk about the statewide BV loss beyond visual line of sight network called Vantis. That is a technology, a capability set that all users of it would share the cost. So, you know, the analogy would be if you fly somewhere and you go through these different terminals, everybody's using the same infrastructure to make it affordable. It's a business case thing. But this beyond visual line of sight network is going to enable all kinds of capabilities. And so if you want to start with agriculture, you know, that I think that's a great one to think about. So if you look at fields and you look at agricultural operations, right now we are doing what we're doing in that space, with a limitation on how far away from the pilot you can fly. That's line of sight flight. The BV loss, beyond visual line of sight capability, will enable us to fly a lot further, and that fits a lot of farming operations a lot better. So I think that's one that's coming very quickly. And it's, you know, there's obviously we're working that. Another one is linear infrastructure inspection. And so, you know, that can be energy, that can be power lines. So if you operate these things, you have to inspect them, make sure everything's okay, all that kind of stuff. Unmanned aircraft are a perfect way to do that. And again, Vantis will be a huge enabler of that. It's petroleum. It could be site inspection or site monitoring. It could be pipeline monitoring. That's another great one. So I think those three are very easy, obvious ones. And I don't want to miss the opportunity to mention that, you know, it's not just air autonomy, it's ground autonomy as well. So, you know, if you think of like package delivery and shipping, even delivery of agricultural goods. So our good friends in Fargo that we work with, quite heavily, they're working a lot of those things, the Grand Farm folks. And so there's a lot of people that are pushing in the same direction to make these things happen. And I think they're going to be coming to benefit the citizens of North Dakota very quickly.
What do you see as something that's, you know, in the baby stages now, but has the potential to be, you know, huge after, you know, the work you do at the Research Institute for Autonomous Systems and the industry itself becomes out of the baby stages, the infant stages, to more mature? What's the really big thing that you think 30 years from now we'll look back and say, wow, imagine life without that?
Well, Scott, that's a great question. You know, in some ways I attempted to go with the Jetsons kind of thing. So beyond delivery of goods, you know, changing your delivery model, where, you know, your UPS driver or FedEx or whoever it might be, goes to each house with their vehicle, right? You might have a platoon of unmanned aircraft that hit a bunch of houses at the same time, all those kinds of things. But beyond that, you know, we're working a lot of those things right now. Beyond that, it's things like, and these are harder challenges, right? But it's things like, a person moving people. So, you know, maybe down the road, and it's going to be a while yet, people are working this very hard. And so some people say, you know, my forecast is off and I'm being too conservative, but there's a lot of challenges to getting there. But down the road, if you request that Uber, it might be, you know, an unmanned aircraft that takes you from point A to point B. And that's a huge, you know, it's a huge change in how you move. And if we can get to the point where we can do that, that also changes, you know, our expense structure from the standpoint of roads and all those kinds of things. Not saying roads will go away, but you know, some of that would change. So that really is a transformational capability. Now, obviously, safety is king, and there's a lot of challenges to making sure that system is going to do everything you need to do. At the end of the day, autonomy, you know, machines that are more capable of making intelligent decisions that are teamed with humans, so that you can get the best outcomes. That's what these things are going to look like. Some people would say this is not in a baby stage, but honestly, there's a lot of great things that people have done, but it's still early. I think it's still early, and that is down the road, but it's really going to change people's lives, I think.
And part of me says, how in the world do you manage all that in the airspace, right? We have air traffic control now for manned aircraft. Now, if you have the ability to go up with unmanned aircraft and all the places you're at, even like to use your line about the Jetsons, I saw something the other day was basically a drone that literally transport, you know, people that you could, a drone big enough to carry people. That's sort of the Jetsons thing. I can't get your mind wrapped around about how you would, manage all that space. How are we thinking ahead on that front?
Well, that's a great question. And you know, there's a lot of people that are working this. There's this construct called UTM, Unmanned Traffic Management. And so it is a traffic management tool, a way to know where people are operating and a way to help deconflict them. So there will be tools like that. You know, there may be roads in the sky where, people say, okay, well, if you're going this direction, you're going to fly at this altitude. If you're going this direction, you're going to fly at a different altitude. You know, those kinds of things. And if you think of like urban areas, that's probably what some of these things are going to look like. But there's other technologies as well that are really advancing rapidly now, that will be enablers. And so it'll be things like, okay, well, we're doing this traffic management thing, but it's not perfect. No system is perfect. So you could have a situation where you're getting too close to somebody else and you have a technology on board that says you're too close. You need to move now. And by the way, if the human doesn't do it, the computer could take over if needed, right? That's a possibility. Not saying that's exactly how we would do it, but that's a possibility. And, you know, you can see these technologies. We're working very hard on those types of technologies with unmanned aircraft, but you can see these things on, you know, your vehicles today. And it's even standard equipment. You know, you have these little radars that sense that the vehicle ahead of you is braking and you need to do something. So these technologies are advancing pretty quickly. So that traffic management piece will be there. And then there'll be other technologies that help, catch anything that doesn't quite work perfectly to make sure that we keep people safe.
Fascinating. Glad you're doing the work you're doing at the University of North Dakota and the UAS Summit in Grand Forks, talking about all things unmanned aerial systems today and tomorrow. Mark Askelson, director of the UND RISE Institute. That's the Research Institute for Autonomous Systems. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Me as well. Thank you. Swedish meatballs served up at PetroServe USA today, Valley City or West Main Avenue, West Fargo locations. That's what's for lunch today. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Lasagna in Valley City and NP Avenue downtown, Fargo 2. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. You may not have looked outside to see that fall is here. That means you want to get ready for winter because we got another one of those coming. Schwann Buick GMC is a great selection of local trades, especially trucks and SUVs. Most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. It comes free with that. Right now, save thousands in interest, some of the lowest finance rates available now. Payments fit every budget, and is always giving you the most money for your trade-in. Heck, they might even buy your vehicle outright. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, final segment here today. So last chance for you to tell me what's on your mind. Some texts we haven't gotten to as well. 701-237-1590 on the texts, or call us at 701 248-258-0550. I better check the email inbox here, too. See how we're doing there. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Let's see here. A texter wants to know more about the trip to New York City. What about New York City's requirement for vaccines? Does that mean that travelers that are joining you will have to have a proof of vaccine? You know, I have not found the power to overcome the rules in New York City. I've tried. Now, if Todd the Radio God Mitchell was coming along, maybe he would have the power, but I have not. So that is the case. How I explain this to people is, unfortunately, North Dakota common sense rules are not at play in New York City. So I understand some people are going to say, but New York City, like major cities across the country, you don't go out and go to a restaurant, go to a Broadway play, go to a hotel, a lobby, anything without proof of vaccine. It is just be glad you live where you live. So, yes, the answer to that question is you will be required to have those things in New York City if you want to join the trip. Now, many of our listeners have been vaccinated, right? And I dare say anybody, obviously, probably the average age on these trips is, for sure 50 plus, maybe a little bit leaning towards 60 plus. Occasionally, somebody in the 30s or 40s that join us as well. But a lot of times it's retired folks that are farmers, ranchers that have Christmas time off to do something different. So many of those folks have already made the decision. We basically are living by their rules, but basically saying we don't want to have New York City and their stupid rules rob a Christmas tradition that has lasted many years for us, and that is taking listeners to New York City. So not for everyone, totally get it, but if you have been vaccinated and you want to go to New York City and join the fun, we have a trip going December 7th through the 11th. You can leave from Bismarck or Fargo, your choice, early morning on Tuesday the 7th. We get into New York City about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I guess, and then load up the motor coach and head out for a tour about 3 in the afternoon. And we do a really fun little private guided tour where you see Harlem, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and then we go to the Cat's Deli to make our very first stop. This is a place that serves just incredible deli sandwiches, like mile-high sandwiches at Cat's Deli. It's also famous for the movie When Harry Met Sally. Remember that movie, Todd? I'll have what she's having. They have an actual sign right there.
I do remember that.
That says that. Then we check into the Town Place Suites by Marriott. Really nice spot that we're staying for our entire duration. Wednesday is our first full day. You get breakfast every morning at the hotel. We head out to Ground Zero on day one, do the 9/11 Memorial and Museum Tour. Dare I say, life-changing, if you've not seen that. To relive 9/11, what happened, remember those lives lost, see the memorial, which brings you actually right down. There's a memorial up above. That's the one with the fountains. But down below is the museum tour. And you literally are down below where much of the debris fell upon, New York City and the World Trade Center, Ground Zero. So it really, the artifacts associated with events, the experience is,
Hey, how can you go if you're not fully vaxxed, somebody wants to know. And I didn't even think about that. You're one-shot Scott.
Well, I'll tell you, in San Francisco, one shot is all it took. They just wanted to see.
Okay.
What I found in San Francisco, this is the first place I was at since this thing was a thing now where you had to do this. These poor people that work at restaurants, hotels, everything else, do you think they care? They're doing it because some mayor has said you got to do it. They don't care. So it's this thing that, it's sort of like...
flashing your fake ID card.
Yeah, exactly. No, nobody even looks. They don't even. They don't even look.
Okay, yeah, good enough.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. So, 9/11 Memorial Museum Tour on day one. There's a lunch down there at one of the famous restaurants that was built. It's actually called the Oculus. It's designed to symbolize a dove being released from a child's hand, also at Ground Zero. The One World Observatory, Chinatown, Little Italy. We do a cruise to see Lower Manhattan's iconic skyline, to go around the Statue of Liberty on the first night. It's called Live After Five Cruise. Awesome buffet, a lot of fun. The best part about this whole trip, honestly, folks, is getting to know other folks from around North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. That's what my wife Maria and I love hosting this trip to do, just to get to know people. You have a lot of the same values. You have a lot of the same interests. You know, we talk a little politics, talk a little bit about New York City. So it's great fun. Anyway, that's the first full day. Then Thursday, Newsmax, Ellis Island, Times Square, Carmine's for dinner, famous Southern Italian cuisine, Imperial Theater that night for Ain't Too Proud, Destroy the Temptations. Then on Friday, we're doing the Rockette, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Trump Tower for dinner. Would you like to join us? Send me a text right now. I'll get you the full itinerary, all the details from Group Travel Planners, 701-237-1590. Long answer to a text, but I wanted to get a plug in there. 701-237-1590.
President Trump had a huge rally in Iowa this past weekend, and only one major cable news channel covered it live. Newsmax. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is great. Newsmax Trump rally show had millions of people tune in. They're bypassing the big media and going right to Newsmax. You need to watch Newsmax all the time and tell your friends and family to do it too. Remember, Newsmax is on all major cable systems, except for Midco, which refuses to carry Newsmax on its basic package, where they carry 11 liberal news channels like CNN and MSNBC, but won't carry Newsmax. And Midco viewers just missed Newsmax's recent special with Kristi Noem at the Reagan Ranch. If you're a Midco customer, remember, they carry dozens of channels with less viewership than Newsmax. Switch your cable and broadband service to one that does carry Newsmax on their basic package. Also on Newsmax this weekend, watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Dick Morris, Diamond and Silk, and more. Newsmax, a trusted source. Watch Trump Live on Newsmax.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.